Hello, Saints. I just thought I'd bring a study I did on the truth clearly seen. Now, this is going to be a little bit more of an in-depth study. I kind of took the approach that in the world we can see that the Lord made order and that everything has an order to it. I used a bunch of scripture, but I also added a lot of just notes of observations and whatnot, so I hope you can follow along. I hope it edifies you, and I'll jump right into it. So, John 14:6. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So, mankind has been embedded with many faculties for identifying truth. And some of these would be eyes to see, ears to hear, a rational mind that can understand the world as it's presented to us. These things were given to us by a God of order, as logic cannot come from chaos, as some big-name scientists propose. Science, when applied correctly, identifies the order of God's creation and further exemplifies His majesty down to the smallest of details. 1 Timothy 6:20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoid profane and vain babblings, and oppositions of science falsely so called. 1 Corinthians 14:33, For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Romans 1:20, For the invisible things of him that from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So when looking at what the Lord has created, mankind can clearly identify that without truth, there could be no concept of knowing. Without the framework that the Lord has designed, everything would be unpredictable, including our own thoughts. With doubts entering in about the simplest of things such as seeing, smelling, and hearing. But since mankind knows the sun will rise and set, and since mankind knows the color blue is blue, since mankind knows birds fly, fish swim, and cows walk, we are assured that there is a truth, and consequently there are those things that are contrary to the truth. Birds don't swim like fish. That would be outside of the truth. Fish don't fly like birds. That would be outside of the truth. I know there are some species of fish like flying fish and whatnot, but they don't fly like birds. And cows don't walk like men. That's definitely outside of the truth. So Job 38:4-5. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it? Genesis 1:20-21. And God said, Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So this all being said, mankind has been designed for God's glory, not only through certain physical abilities and operations, but through a conscience to discern right from wrong, good from evil, truth from deception, light from darkness. Man was not made to be robots, but God found it good for man, given more understanding than the beasts, to choose truth or error willfully of their own volition. And we see this in Genesis 2:15-17. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And Romans 2:14-15 talks about the conscience. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these, having not the law, are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean while accusing or else excusing one another. Therefore, man has the ability to follow the Lord's word, do what is commanded of him in spirit and truth, or to follow his own flesh and lies, leading to destruction. We see that the word of God was with God and was God in the beginning, and his word is truth and life, seen clearly in his creation. John 1:1-3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. The Lord Jesus, being the Word made flesh, we see this in John 1:14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The framework of all things created by the Word has been designed for his glory. Yet man in his wickedness has chosen to depart from obeying the living God, serving themselves and the creation, changing the truth into a lie. And like we were talking about before, fish don't fly like birds, cows don't walk like men. There is truth, there is things outside of the truth, and man chose to follow those things that were outside of the truth, following their own dispositions, their own ideas, their own wickedness. We see this in Romans 1:25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And now a man has become so wicked that some go as far to say that there is no God, that the Creator doesn't see nor hear his own creation he forms in the womb. Psalm 14:1-3. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are altogether become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Psalm 10:11-13. He hath said in his heart, God hath forgotten. He hideth his face, he will never see it. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up thine hand, forget not the humble. Wherefore doth the wicked contemn God? He hath said in his heart, thou wilt not require it. Psalm 94:8-10. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall he not correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall he not know? So the darkness of man even continues on further than that, even crucifying the Lord, the truth, loving evil over good, searing their own conscience the Lord has given them. In Mark 15:14, then Pilate said unto them, why, what evil hath he done? And they cried out the more exceedingly, crucify him. And 1 Timothy 4:2, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. But does man's feelings, perspectives, behavior, or thoughts really change the truth? Nope. In fact, there is no private interpretation when it comes to the Word of God, as the truth is simple and straightforward if cut straight. 2 Peter 1:20, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. 2 Timothy 2:15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing, cutting straight, the word of truth. So man is given a directive to obey the word of God for our good. Observing the world around us, we see the Lord's hand in it all. Observing the conscience inside of us, we see the law of God written on our hearts. So let us therefore heed to the truth, to life, to the Savior, the Word made flesh, for our eternal betterment. John 8:45-47. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do ye not believe me? He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. And finally, Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So this was my study on the truth clearly seen, going through how we can see it in the order of God's creation, how there's truth and things outside of the truth, how man has chosen to pursue those things outside of the truth, and how wicked man has become because he chose to do things outside of the truth. And I look forward to studying more on the truth, perhaps doing more about the gospel and the different aspects of the truth being the Lord Jesus. But I hope you were edified by this study, and I hope you have a blessed rest of your day.